Hello, I'm Lord Leveson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing this audio in my office at my home in Plano, Texas. I'm doing it by the will of God. I want to share some things with you about how Jesus walked. Jesus walked in the Spirit of God. He did the Father's will. He was led by the Spirit. He preached the gospel. He walked in the gospel, the power of God unto salvation. He lived by faith. He was a son of God. He was a son of man. He was a prophet. He was a teacher. He was an apostle, and he only did what the Father told him to do. In 1 John 2:6, the apostle John wrote these words. Kathy D. is going to read this verse to you.
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked.
Did you hear that? So you say you abide in Jesus. Well, if you abide in Jesus, you should walk as he walked. Walk in the Spirit, led by the Spirit, only doing what the Father tells you to do, and that glorifies God. So I want Kathy D. to read a couple of parables that Jesus, how Jesus responded when certain people came to him. And I want you to understand that it's according to your heart, according to what spirit you're in when you approach a man of God. It depends on what spirit you're in, what your heart's like when you approach a man that's serving the living God. Kathy D's going to read a couple parables here for you, and I'm going to sit here and pray while she reads them. Can you see?
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Now, of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showeth mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise.
All right, I want to comment. A lawyer came to Jesus, tempted him. Tempting him. You see, you don't have to be a lawyer to try to tempt a servant of God. You just have to be walking in the flesh, walking in pride, thinking that you're something when you're nothing. Deceiving your own self, and you tempt a man or a woman of God. So Jesus told him about love your neighbor as yourself. Well, the lawyer wanted to know who's your neighbor, and Jesus told him who the neighbor was and how the neighbor should conduct himself, and he used the Good Samaritan, as an example. You see, this is the way a servant of God walks. This is the way Jesus walked. And if we say we abide in Jesus, we should walk even as he walked. And you may not answer everybody's question that questions you. You may give them a parable. You may give them something different. You see, when you follow God, you cannot be a pleaser of the flesh. A person that wants to please the flesh cannot be a servant of God. Now, Cassidy is going on with the second parable. This is also very instructive to those of us that serve the Lord. Cassidy?
Luke 11:37, and as he spoke, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, now do Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. You fools, did not that which is within make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you have done, and not leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and the greetings in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are as graves which appear not, and men that walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou reproachest us also. And he said, woe unto you, lawyers, for you laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and you yourselves touched not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your father, for they indeed killed them, and you build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered in not yourselves, and them that entered in you hindered. And he said these things unto them, and the scribes and Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak many things, laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him.
Amen. Would you turn to the 7th chapter of John? There are 3 verses in red, and it's the doctrine of Jesus, the doctrine of the Father. And when you find it, I want you to read it. But in the meantime, I want to tell you, Jesus Christ did not use or teach his doctrine. He taught the doctrine of the Father. Jesus did not teach things of man's wisdom. He taught the things of God's wisdom. And guess what? Jesus was and is wisdom. And that's what he taught. That's what he walked. And that's what we're to walk in. Jesus is wisdom to us, made wisdom to us. 1 Corinthians tells us that. Do you find it?
John 7:16. My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me.
Right.
If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
Astounding statements. Astounding. Jesus said his doctrine was not his. Not his at all. He said, if you want to know who this doctrine's of, you'll have to do the will of the Father. That is remarkable. You will never know the doctrine that Jesus taught until you walk in the will of the Father. And that's the doctrine of the Father. And that will take you years to be sure that the doctrine that Jesus walked in was not his, but the doctrine of the Father. The most remarkable scripture is the last one. What number is that?
18.
Read that.
He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
That's an amazing statement. I was in Argyle when God taught me that, back in the 70s. He that seeketh his own, the Father's glory, right? There is no unrighteousness in him. Is that right?
That is right.
Right. If you seek your own, you're full of unrighteousness. But if you seek only the glory of the Father, there is no unrighteousness in you. I believe I've said enough. Have I said it accurately? According to Scripture?
Yes.
Okay. No unrighteousness in me. And I know that because all I seek is the will of the Father. Nothing else. I follow his doctrine. So I've said enough to you on this day of fasting, this day of prayer, reading the Psalms aloud. And I thank God for your love for God, your obedience, and that you continue to walk in the will of the Father, led by the Spirit, until you're convinced there's no unrighteousness in you. God bless you. Love you. Noel Davidson. Good day. See you later.